Howdy, my name's Charlie.
I'm Will.
Cool, so the first question that I have for y'all, sorry, I say y'all a lot. I don't even know why.
It's great.
You're from Durango.
No, that's why. I'm from the middle of the freaking
nowhere. We're used to that word.
Good.
That's all good.
So I was just wondering, how did y'all find your sound as an artist, and how do you think it continues to evolve, especially as your newest album?
Dang, yeah, I guess just like started writing songs on guitar, taught myself how to play in like open E tuning, and started like, that was kind of my first time like writing songs, and wrote a small batch of songs and like met Will, and then things kind of went from there.
Yeah, I think our sound is a product of our like musical interests as well as our like recording process, and just kind of like the limitations that we initially had led us to a sound that we kind of like formed and now like do it in a way that's a little bit more opened up. But yeah, I think we continue to change a lot just as our, you know, like as the years go by and it has our musical taste expand.
Are you talking about like limitations in terms of like equipment?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
This is in my bedroom.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, just
yeah.
Like layering like simple parts. Yeah.
What does your songwriting process kind of look like, and how has that also evolved?
It's kind of like hasn't changed too much. Me and Will both like kind of split the writing, and like I'll write my songs, he'll write his songs, and we kind of like get together and talk about a record and like kind of merge them that way. But as far as the writing process goes, generally it's like mostly done individually, and then we just like merge it. And then sometimes we write together too, and we always like are bouncing ideas off of each other.
So I had a question about the album art on Heavy Lifter. Because there's a lot going on there. A
lot to unpack.
Yeah, so can y'all explain the album art to me a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. The album art was made by Ben Johnson. It's a photograph of a painting. And there's like some edges you can kind of tell that aren't part of the painting, but it just kind of spoke to us. I mean, I don't know if there's like a deep meaning to it.
Yeah, I like the, I mean, taken like at face value, it's just like a person like with headphones on, like with their arms like wide open and like a big smiling moon character. But there's definitely no like explicit meaning that like ties into the record. It was more just like we were both like really captured by the feeling of that piece in particular, and it was actually crazy timing. We found this kid on Instagram and like fell in love with his work, and we were about to like reach out and ask if he like would be willing to like let us use this painting, and he had DM'd us like that same day, like that morning.
That's
and
insane.
Was like, yo, if y'all ever want any art or anything. So it was just like a very serendipitous like thing as well.
Yeah, but I think like one thing that has kind of come, or that I've found being in with the cover, is kind of like opening yourself up, like whether that's like spiritually or like physically or like emotionally, just like kind of like opening your arms up and like looking upward.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a positive.
Yeah, for sure. And the weird like angel character is, I don't know, adds like a kind of like a necessary hint of darkness for me.
Right.
It's like it's kind of creepy, but also kind of like just really sweet and like plain like straightforward. So
it seemed really reflective of the album for me.
Awesome. Yeah, so. We felt the same way. Yeah, we chose the art literally the day that we like mastered the record.
Really?
So yeah, it was like, we were totally done with the record, and then just looking for something that like felt right, and that was it.
Just fell right into your lap.
Yeah, yeah, it really did. Yeah.
It's amazing. So then, I guess going off of that, what would y'all say is like your major goal as an artist, or what messages you
really
want to share with your audience?
I would say for me, especially like with this record, just trying to. I think early on, a lot of our songs were a little more like cryptic, like the vocals are super hushed, and like I think we were probably both a little less confident in our songwriting and our like lyric writing. And with this one, I just wanted to make like more plain spoken, more like, I guess, accessible songs that like potentially are like more uplifting, make people feel good, positive messages. Still, like, I think always like the darker elements come through, like, you know, sadness and stuff, but like generally like a more positive process on this record for me, I'm sure.
And I think our goal as artists are to be able to make the art that we believe in and support ourselves and the those that we work with. I think that's like the ultimate goal, is to be able to, you know, not work a few jobs as well as doing this. So yeah, it's a slow burn for sure.
Yeah,
figuring that one out.
Is music your main gig? Like, do you have other jobs?
I mean, yeah, we both have like day jobs to pay the rent, you know. Yeah. But I'd say music is our career.
Yeah, sure. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are y'all's day jobs?
I work at a ramen shop in Austin.
Ooh.
It's a good one.
Noodles.
Yeah.
Eric had a fish restaurant for
3 years. Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
I've actually like left the coffee shop I was at for a little bit, like a month or so ago before this tour. So I'm exploring what's next for me. But yeah, we both did like the service thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I feel like go ahead.
Sorry. Do you ever get like recognized at your day job?
Recognized. seldom, but sometimes. Yeah, for sure.
I do. I guess there's been times where it's like more than I would guess, but usually not.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, go for it.
So just like kind of going off of what you just said about how like you want to, you know, like stay true to what you're feeling as you write music, like how, I mean, obviously since you like got a lot bigger of a fan base, you know, people want stuff from you.
Right.
And just I personally, like as an artist, just like, my local people who listen to my music, like, they want certain songs or certain type of sounds. So, like, how do you balance, like, your, like, fan base, like, their demand and also,
expectations,
like, what you
want to
do?
Yeah, for sure.
I guess, I think as long as, like, we feel, I think as long as we feel, like, genuinely compelled to, like, do, I think fortunately we both are genuinely compelled to make music, like, our earlier records, but we're also like really trying to branch out, so I think it's all about like having that range and like staying like experimental and like staying open to like different sounds, but also like, you know, we gotta like definitely have like all the fans in mind, but yeah, it's never really directed by that.
And I think that if like you genuinely believe in like the songs you're making, that it does translate, and that's the hope, that like even if there is like sonically or like the songwriting varies from album to album, that the overarching like genuineness, if that's a word, like shines through. So like that's the goal, I guess. I mean, I love when artists like grow and change, but like you can still like hear it in their voice that they care, which I think is the like ultimate goal. Like,
yeah, just like keeping that common thread.
Does like other people's opinions ever like get to you?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But fortunately, people are pretty nice.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of going to Reddit once, and
it
turns out that's where the trolls are. But
yeah,
that's
all the Reddit.
It's just fuel to the fire, you know. Yeah, it's all good.
Sweet. They're not as serious.
All right.
Is what I'm getting at. Or I guess, well, I have one other that's serious. All right. So what are y'all listening to right now, generally?
Damn.
We should share our house music with you. Our house music playlist. But it's a lot of, like,
that's a tough question when we're on the road, because like when I'm on tour, I just like want to listen to weird, like we're just like funny things. Like I've listened to so much like Coldplay and like Third Eye Blind on this tour.
I love that.
But yeah, that's not like a serious answer.
Yeah, no,
I love those records, but
I think these days we're generally like leaning towards more like emotionally based. I mean, like a more emotionally driven music. Like our friend Dijon out of LA is a great example of that. And we love the Brockhampton stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a side project kind of the artist Imogen Heap in like the late 90s called Frou Frou. And that stuff's really felt and really nice.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to think of it. Like
a lot of hip hop.
Yeah,
lot of, like, the
lots of
hip hop. A lot of like songwriter stuff, like Townes Van Zandt, Lucinda Williams.
Yeah.
Sparkle Horse is always like a huge one. But yeah. As far as new music, probably that, like Dijon, like Vegan. Yeah. Coldplay. Yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, Bon Iver too. I really love his new record.
Yeah.
And
we've kind of entered into like a new phase where we're discussing our music a lot more with like other people, and like inviting people to like be a part of what we do, as well as like vice versa, like. Like opening ourselves up to like involve ourselves with other people's music as well, and I think that's gonna lead to like an interesting thing. And we're working with a producer that we don't know super well for the first time next year, and we're excited about that and just kind of stretching ourselves in that way.
Yeah,
for sure.
We're
recording new songs in January.
We're like recording new music in January, so. Don't really know like how that'll pan out, but it's exciting, like hop back into it. Hopefully more touring, hopefully go out to Europe, but we don't really know.
Now here's actually the non-serious question.
Sure.
I thought that I had gotten to them, but I overshot. Other than the word howdy, what's your favorite Texas phrase?
Hustle up.
Hustle up? What does that mean?
No, that's not a Texas phrase. That's
like a sport thing.
That's a sport thing. Probably, I mean, for like phrase?
Yeah,
like,
phrase.
I know there's one. Yeah, I just can't think of any.
I mean, I like... my partner's from Tennessee, and so our like lingo like just kind of meshes. It's like just a southern...
Right,
speak.
Yeah. All my family's from Mississippi, so it's all like.
I mean, like y'all is probably the safest one. Y'all.
From Colorado.
Yeah.
It's a good one for sure.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll start getting called y'all. We do collab.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, like giddy up, ironically a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of
anything.
Yeah. I do like howdy though.
Howdy's a good one.
I love.
Do you use it like unironically?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I can't in certain contexts because it feels like I'm saying my own band name.
Folks get embarrassed though. Like they'll be like it'll be the greeting that they like use a lot, and then when they say it to us, they're like, I mean,
yeah,
they're like howdy. Yeah.
I was literally talking to AJ on the way here, and I was like.
Right. Like, don't do it.
Don't do it.
The howdy. We get a lot of emails that are like, howdy.
It's really corny, but it's great. I mean, it's cute. It's cute when folks are like embarrassed of that.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, no, I do make the conscious effort, especially like on the phone call, not to be like howdy.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad I didn't, but also.
No.
I know, but also I missed my chance.
If you did, it would have been great. It would have been great.
And they're going to walk away. They're not going to be in a hash.
Fettuccine is like the flat long one, right?
Yeah.
I'd probably be fettuccine.
Why would you be fettuccine?
Because yeah, things sound flat and long.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just feel it?
Yeah, I'm stretching like what I got as much as I can. You know, like I'm stretching my resources. Like instead of being like short and fat, or for lack of a better word, like thick or whatever, I'm stretching. Oh, so I'm stretching out, you know, stretching out what I got.
Damn, which noodle? I'm trying to think.
Would be ramen.
Yeah, I honestly, yeah, I like the ramen.
Angel hair is good.
Yeah, it's got it. I would be like slightly like undercooked. Ramen noodles.
Why slightly?
I like the way they taste.
Crunchy?
Yeah. They're
crunchy.
Dense, you know?
Dense.
I'm a dense.
Density.
I'm very dense.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, cheers. I have a trilling question, so sorry. You guys are like my favorite band. I just want to like start off by saying that like I'm a sad bitch. Like, so I don't know. I just, you know, I like discovered your music like earlier this year, and I just like made a whole playlist of like, hey, it's okay to be sad, and it's like the top 15 songs of like County Song.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, got me through some shit. So
words, of course,
yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, well, I just recently started a band, so a lot of my questions kind of stem from that.
For sure.
Just like my personal experience with starting music. So well, first of all, I mean, what's your favorite part of like musician life?
I mean, I love like playing shows. Like
playing shows,
it still like blows my mind that people like are at the shows, you know. So that's really fulfilling. But I'd say like writing is probably my favorite part, and then like recording is like sometimes like the very best part, and sometimes the very like worst part, you know. But I really love writing. That's like a really exciting thing to me. So
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I like
melody. I just like love writing melodies.
For sure. I like writing a lot too. I love playing the shows. Sometimes touring itself, like the like travel is a little bit tough on me, but I love playing, and like I feel like it there is like a tangible payoff from the touring we've done, which is great. But I yeah, like I think like I really like our merchandise too. I know that sounds corny.
Yeah, it's funny.
But like I love like putting together like merch and like album art,
yeah,
and
totally,
and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean there's a lot too that's really rewarding, especially when it gets out there. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the branding part of it. I think like that's probably my favorite part too. Just cause like I buy all my my shirts at like thrift stores, mm-hmm, and I like
cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I like make everyone different.
Yeah.
So, like, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. So then I guess like going off of what you were saying about like writing, like how often do you write music?
Definitely not like I feel like any time I like sit down and try to write, something will come out. But I go through seasons of like feeling like I have, you know, like enough material to, because since we share the workload in terms of like making a record, sometimes like things pile up and then you feel like it's hard, you feel sort of stunted by that. But yeah, I would say like in general I try to never stop, but it's not like a daily thing, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I actually haven't written in a few months, which is not like a typical stretch. Like it's usually more so. But we've just kind of had a busy season. But there was a while where I was writing every day, like trying to write, and the writing like with different hats on, like not for Howdy, for Howdy, for myself, not for myself, just all that kind of stuff. And that's very freeing to like not worry about being consistent or like, you know, just like all the things you worry about when you're writing for yourself, you can like let go of when it's like not for you. So I did that a lot, but I'm excited to start growing again. I don't think it's a bad practice to like try to do something every day.
Yeah,
I think that's a good practice for sure. And I have songwriting friends who like write every single day, you know, which is wild. Yeah.
I don't even write music, but I can
right.
imagine. And then, like, yeah, so going off that, like, what are some of your other projects that you're involved in? And, like, have you released anything under that, or, like, do you really
do it? Yeah, we haven't released stuff, like, outside of Howdy in a minute. Charlie used to play in a cool Austin band called Chipper Jones, and before that, I mean, I like put a song of mine on SoundCloud or something, but I mean, outside of Howdy, we haven't released anything properly in a while. I've started to write with other people, you know, like not for Howdy, and so that's been really interesting and fun, and Charlie has done some of that too. But yeah, I mean, none of it is really like formally released. But yeah, while we're trying to turn some wheels, you know, like in different directions, so that when we return to Howdy, it's like, it, like our like, you know, our like muscles are more exercised and like we're feeling fresh to write Howdy songs. But
yeah, it's super fun to like, the like more successful we are as a band, the more like other avenues open up to like just do other projects, or like I'm always like working on like instrumentals for like film stuff, or like ambient stuff, and like yeah, just trying to like spread out. But yeah, Howdy's definitely like the focal point.
Right, yeah, for sure. No, I
yeah, the first two records, Taster and Cranberry, we did completely ourselves. And then on this last record, we had our friend Ben produce a lot of it and engineered it and mixed it.
Yeah.
So that was our first time to like relinquish those reins.
How was that? Just like letting go of that.
It was awesome. And it, I mean, Ben, who we worked with, has been a part of Howdy and in like big and small ways since the beginning. He played bass on all of Cranberry and like has been around. He played our first shows with us ever.
Yeah, and our tastes align perfectly well. So.
And so he had a good idea of the vision. So it wasn't like a stretch.
Right.
Yeah, and we weren't like in a studio. We were still like recording at home.
Yeah.
He would like fly to Texas and bring like all his nice equipment, but like we were still like at home and like it was comfortable. And but yeah, it was really fun to not mix.
Yeah.
Our record, because that's
sometimes
like, yeah, it's definitely the most like I think taxing.
Yeah.
It can be like the most fun when it's like going well, but yeah, it's so easy to just like become exhausted. Whereas Ben is, especially since like neither of us are like technically super sound with like as sound engineers. Whereas like Ben has this like high level of technical skill with.
And like workflow, like,
yeah,
just knowing like what part to record next, like
yeah.
what, and like how to record in a way where you have to like do less work mixing it. Like
yeah.
When you record something, like ideally it comes into the computer or whatever you're using, like pretty much how it should sound. And that's not really something that we did. We would just record and then like mix it and then like EQ it to make it all fit.
Right.
Whereas that. With Ben, it would happen during the recording.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's definitely probably the biggest
right.
thing I'm struggling with.
Right.
Yeah, it was a really efficient
yeah.
recording process for the heavy yeah. lifter, for sure.
Totally. Yeah, I, like, took a class or two on, you know, like, recording and mixing and in, like, a music technical way.
Right.
And, like, the biggest thing that I learned from that was just, like, don't try and fix your recording mistakes in post.
Right.
Because you're not going to do it, and you're
right.
going to be sad.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I'm always really excited to, like, to do the music. I don't know. I haven't never really run into, like, not feeling motivated, but I do think that, like, working a shitty job helps, you know? Like, just, I could see if, like, you know, if music was all I had to do and, like, I was paid lots of money to do it, I could see that it kind of, like, being harder to, like, I don't know, fine, like, that push and pull of, like, when life is, like, has, like, harder elements, writing music is, like, a release. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel, like, a pretty steady flow of that inspiration.
Yeah, I feel that, too. I guess, like, I always assume, you know, that big artists, like, don't do anything other than music, which I guess is kind of a dumb assumption, because Spotify doesn't pay anything.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, we make some money, but it's not. We don't like, want to be on the road all the time,
right.
Which is what you have to do in many cases to, like, actually make money.
Right, for sure. Okay, so what is your favorite piece of equipment that you have?
Nord. What's mine?
Yeah, I recently got a Nord keyboard. I can do everything on it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
That's cool.
I record, like, piano, synth, bass. This is, like, the best, like, writing and creating tool,
right,
I've ever had.
So you just loop it and keep going.
Yeah, it's awesome. For you?
What do you think, Marcus?
For yours?
My Taylor.
Probably
guitar.
Your Taylor.
No, I have this Guild. I have this old Guild acoustic guitar that I got when I was young, and it's on most every song I recorded for Howdy. I think it's my favorite thing. It's, like, the easiest thing for me to write on. But, like, you know, it's, like, kind of replaceable in that, like, any acoustic is great. But, yeah, that one has a nice sound to it.
Do you use any pedals?
Yeah, I use a handful of pedals. I use a distortion pedal that has, like, two channels. One is just, like, my standard sound, and the one's like a feedback kind of thing. And then I use it's like a tremolo pitch kind of thing, and it, like I don't know if you noticed them on, like, the new record. There's, like, some pitched guitar. It sounds, like, very wavy, and I have, like, a pedal that emulates that. I have a delay and then, like, a boost.
Nice. Cool. That's
so much.
Yeah. That's cool.
Just for them things.
Yeah. And then where do you take inspirations from?
Damn, music, for sure. People. It's hard to, like, really just, like, most, like, mundane, like, or not mundane, just, like, everyday, like, interactions with people, like, my family, my wife.
So, yeah. Sure. I've missed a lot of family.
Yeah, a lot of family stuff.
Yeah, I mean, same, like, you know, just, like, small moments can end up being, like, really impactful, and, like, you know, like, an afternoon with someone that meant a lot can be a song. I mean, I think it's really fun to like, make small moments kind of, like, large. I think I find myself doing that a lot.
Yeah. Zoom in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So then I guess, like, my next question is, I just kind of want to, like, move into, like, the relationship side of things, because, like, I guess one thing I've noticed in playing music with people is that having relationships with people in your band is, like, such a, like, a unique dynamic that you don't really get anywhere else. So, like, how did you all know that you wanted to play music together, and, like, how have you kind of developed your, like, personal and professional relationship to, like, make the best content?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say early on we, like, I was playing drums in another band and, like, started writing songs on guitar and in this, like, very limited capacity, and was, like, gonna maybe, like, put out a solo record or something, like, throw it on Bandcamp. Then I met Will, and he was, like, in a kind of similar situation, and we both kind of, like, it was a very, like, reciprocal, like, inspiring situation. And we have, like, a similar set. We come from, like, similar places musically, and that, like, we both are, like, drummers. I don't know, we, like, complemented each other's skill sets really well, but we also had, like, similar places we were coming from. And so, yeah, I think early on I just felt it just made a lot of sense to, like, try to build each other up and, like, not go at it alone.
And I think like, as we go on and nurturing a relationship is just, I mean, like, any, like, relationship requires, you know, time and patience and, like, flexibility and, like, understanding. And those are all things that we have to do and that we have to do in other relationships in our life, too.
Yeah.
Just, like, being a person. And so I think that, like, you know, flexibility and understanding is a big part of it. But, I mean, like, generally we're pretty much on the same page about stuff. Like, I mean, there are small things that, you know, that, like, we have to discuss or whatever, but, like, generally we have the same, like, vision for the band, same goals. And so the relationship, like, doesn't always need, like, upkeep because we just have a similar take. Yeah, I mean, like, being on the road is like, is really honestly the time where we like, require the most out of each other. And that's not a bad thing. That's just, like, what it means to be together. Like, make literally a plan to, like, leave, like, what time we're leaving in the morning. Just stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like on tour, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
On tour is the time where we do that the most.
Yeah, back at home, it's just, it's pretty casual. Like, we, like, and then when we're in the studio, especially this go-around, we have been to, like, he's kind of, we're working a lot individually with him. But, yeah, it's always, like, getting better, and it's nice to, like, not, neither of us has to be, like, the center of attention. We can kind of, like, share that and, like, definitely, like, realizing that's, like, that's a positive aspect. Whereas I do think a lot of, like, similar projects have, like, broken up because there's, like, competition and, like, either one is, like, trying to, like, outshine the other, but it's like, we're definitely, like, way stronger together.
So would you say it's, like, definitely more of, like, a collaborative project? Like, oh, this is my band.
Yeah, for sure. Like, Audi is,
I mean, I think it's very collaborative, like, in spirit, and also, like, technically, like, or, like we split Howdy.
Yeah. It's like, if I write a song that is super popular, like, Will still gets, like, 50% of that. It's, like, all 50%. And that's, like, at the core of the project and, like, what keeps that, like, healthy collaborative spirit, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So then how would you say that, like, being musicians affects your personal relationship and partners?
I grew up with, like, musician parents, so it was always, my folks are super supportive. And yeah, same with my wife, she's, like, so supportive and is also an artist in her own right, and, like, so we, like, can kind of build each other up in that way. Yeah,
I mean, it's affected it in the way, in that it's, like, hard to, like, you know, leave for touring. But, I mean, other than that, that's really the only, like, a true hurdle for me personally.
Yeah, same.
I mean, other than that, it's all good and like, you know, it's hard to be away from your, you know, from your people, but it's part of the job, you know, for sure.
They're proud of us.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, I guess I don't want to, like, phrase the question in a way that would make you answer it, but just, like, going back to touring, I mean, I've only been on one tour, and I was actually a photographer for a different band who went on tour. We all toured together. oh, God, and it was a shit show. But just, like, you know, it's, you learn a lot about each other. And so I guess, like, how do you think, have you personally changed since, like, your first tour? Like, what have you learned just, like, about it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just, like, learning how to be as, like, reflexive as possible, because I feel like when you, like, are on the road with, like, the same people for a really long time, it's, you become, like, it's easy to, like, build up resentment or, like, to build up, like, just like little things like this is annoying or whatever, but just like knowing that, like, you know, we all like have our things that we do, you know, and like if just so to like spend as much energy, try to spend as much energy like being, you know,
like, thankful for their presence.
Yeah, thankful for the people you're with, focusing on like their the positives in other people, and then like trying to make yourself better, you know?
Right. And like knowing
that's like contagious. And
And like knowing your needs is great too. Like
and communication.
Like, yeah. Just being like, you know, I have to shower tonight, so like who needs, you know, just like small stuff.
Yeah.
Big stuff. Like we gotta be on time tomorrow, so we gotta leave early. Like just
yeah, we're always like figuring it out for sure. I think we've like gotten okay at it. Never many like major hiccups, but it's like something that I don't think anyone will ever perfect. It's like being with other people, you know?
Yeah, in a small space.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
Tired.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, totally. So, do you have a band that you tour, like your tour band?
We always rent.
Oh, really?
This tour was weird. This is our first time touring with a 5-piece band and also our own sound person. And so we're like a crew of 6. And we made the choice to rent. Instead of like one huge van, we rented 2 minivans. But yeah, we rent cars a lot. It tends to be, early on we would take Will's like SUV, put a lot of miles on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess like now that we can kind of afford it, it's like it's a worthwhile expense because we're not, you know. And it's cozy. I love minivans.
Yeah. It feels safer and it's like quieter and like more comfortable than a van.
Yeah.
Or than a huge van. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Soccer mom dreams.
I feel like if we were doing this for like 20 years, it might be that way, but we're still kind of fresh.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah, it's true.
And
I still have fun, and like we're always like constantly putting out new material, so always like introducing new music into the set. So it's like nice to play the old stuff.
Right.
Like to balance out the new stuff, you can kind of relax, you know.
Yeah.
And if we get like, well, we typically, I mean, thus far we like typically can acknowledge when a song is like a must play, and it doesn't feel bad. It's not.
Yeah.
It's
fine.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's good.
And then my last question is, what would you say to someone who's like starting to play music? Or like, I don't know. I feel like I have people come up to me all the time, and they're like, "How do I start a band? Like, how do I do what you do?"
Yeah.
And it's like, well, like, you know, it takes a little while. I run a venue out of my house too. You know, there's
cool.
A lot of stuff going on, but yeah, like, what would you say to someone just trying to start them?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, we definitely always like prioritize making like a record that is cool sounding. Like, we like focused on the recording process a lot,
yeah.
Which I think like separated us from like a lot of bands in our local scene in Austin that like where like playing live shows is like kind of the priority. But yeah, I think like putting out Taster, like we worked really hard on that and pretty much self-released it to begin with. Double Double Whammy like re-released it. But yeah, we just like made that and then like put it out there and toured, and then that's like when like opportunities came our way. But yeah.
Yeah. That's a hard question because we're still figuring out in so many ways.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'd say just be true to yourself. I know it's corny, but don't really hard to like not worry about. I mean, it's like it's good to like understand what's going on in music and like who's doing well, like what sounds are like working. I think that's a good thing to like take in and like consider. But I think if you write songs that like you believe in, then like it's a natural reaction for people to believe in it as well.